When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is.
This is the JWN Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Neenstead. Welcome to episode number 61. 61! It's crazy. It's crazy talk. If you're new to the show, this is a solo show. So on Mondays, I release an interview with somebody in the creative community. And on Fridays, usually, I'll release a solo show, which will be kind of like a monologue type of thing. I don't like to attach these to the interview shows because, you know, those are their own thing. This is me talking about whatever it is I'm in the mood to talk about. I opened up the show today with Amanda Gorman, and if you haven't heard that name yet and you've been living under a rock, I understand not everybody wants to pay attention to the politics in the world. That's fine. I get it. But she literally stole the show at President Biden's inauguration. Like, I think anybody watching it was immediately floored and just kind of speechless. And there's something to be said about the art form of poetry, especially where it is now. I don't know if you've ever been to like a poetry slam type of thing or something where people are reciting poetry. There's a performance aspect to it that doesn't exist in the way that poetry is taught in, like, you know, school. Like, when you learn about great poets and you have to read the poetry and you have to solely base everything you're hearing, you know, the cadence and the expression based on the words on the paper. And when you watch somebody like Amanda Gorman or Charleston's poet laureate, Marcus Amaker, it's a performance. It's the way they use words, these poets. It's the motion, the way they're using their bodies and their hands and everything about it. Like, the whole spectacle of what Amanda Gorman did in front of the world. This girl's 22 years old, and she got up there exuding confidence and poise. She looked like she was just dressed in this beautiful yellow jacket. Her makeup was just off the chain. I mean, it was so, like, the presentation of what she was doing was just jaw-dropping alone. Just this young, beautiful woman looking like a million bucks. And then she opened her mouth and it was like magic coming out of her soul. And I think there are people who maybe weren't into poetry before that might have seen that and are now like, whoa, I didn't know it was like that. And, you know, I always wonder what some of the great poets of the past, before they had the ability to record them or take video of them, you know, maybe you'd have a different light if you read a classic poem and you got to see it performed by the person who wrote it, and you got to see them put their emphasis where they wanted to put it and not just rely on the words, you know, that are written in black and white on a page. It's just, it's unbelievable. I mean, what a weird virtual, I guess. I mean, it was real, but like the inauguration, sometimes these things work out better. Like, I found myself watching all sorts of coverage of this inauguration. Lady Gaga comes out like full on Hunger Games style. Just, you know, she's Lady Gaga. Of course she's going to come out like that. But before she started singing, I looked at my wife. I was like, you know, Lady Gaga is an amazing musician. She's an amazing songwriter. And she can sing, don't get me wrong, but that's not like her strongest suit, is not like her singing voice. I would say it's strong, but it's not the strongest. Well, I couldn't have looked more like an ass. She was amazing. She was absolutely amazing. Yeah, it was just an entertaining. It was odd. It was odd to be entertained by this you know, political ritual, this transfer of power. The whole day was kind of weird, but I am so excited by being able to discover, along with probably most of the world who is watching, Amanda Gorman. Just unbelievable, unbelievable stuff. And yeah, this has been a weird, weird, weird week in my house. And I know I said this is a solo show at the top of the show, but I do want to kind of bring in somebody to discuss what has transpired in my home. That's right. I am going to bring on my lovely wife, Amy. She's on the way. She's coming in. I don't know what time she's getting here, but she's coming here, and we're gonna talk about what's going on there. But before we get started, excuse me, I definitely feel like this great weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but I just felt like I was able to breathe, you know, as soon as the clock hit noon, Eastern time, I was just like, okay, all right, just make it through the day now. no catastrophes. And it seems like everything went fine. I mean, I can't imagine anyone is crazy enough to try to do anything with that much military force on hand and that much police force on hand. It would have been quite silly if somebody tried something, but luckily they didn't. And you kind of get the feeling that the previous president has kind of fallen into some sort of depression based on the reality that he's done everything he can to try to remain in power. And, you know, in some aspects, it's very American. And what I mean by, or maybe not American, just capitalistic. You know, the never take no for an answer, do anything it takes to get ahead and to, like, it's extreme capitalism. It's not what I think capitalism is meant to be. It's just the extreme interpretation of never taking no. It's no doubt why the guy's got rape allegations, because he doesn't understand the word no. Like, hey, you didn't lose. No, I won. Like, what? Just, he's living in Earth 2. And, but it does kind of, you kind of get the feeling that if we knew this, you know, a long time ago, if the social media companies were brave enough a long time ago and didn't wait for like a literal, coup to kick the guy off their platforms, it deflated everything. It really was like, the minute he was not able to tweet, it's like he didn't, it's like someone's cut his tongue off. Everything he put out from that point on was like rehearsed, scripted, just videos that were edited and whatever, you know, like he didn't go off book. He didn't rant. He didn't let us know how he's really feeling. And, I assume it's because he's not in a good place. Look at who walked into the studio bearing gifts. Is that for me?
No.
Oh, good. Because I just ate my dinner. It's late. My lovely wife, Amy, host of the In Yo Shoes podcast, or co-host, I should say, is here. And she's going to discuss our crazy week. And I have news for you that you're not going to like. What? And we'll get up. I'll get yourself settled, and I'll tell you.
What?
I want to talk about our week, and then I'll get to it. Don't worry about it. There's nothing you could do about this news now. So, there's your headphones. Look at this. We're doing this on the fly, people. It really doesn't matter. There you go. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Hello.
There you are. Oh my gosh. She's going to eat on mic. Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to eat, but I am going to drink. I'm tired. I just got off of work. It's 8:52.
I know. I'm still working. I still, after I'm done with this, I got a ton of stuff I still got to do.
I
might call it quits.
After 3 p.m. this week, I'm like dead to the world.
So let's describe our, what was it? The day before, on January 5th, the day before the insurrection, right?
Mm-hmm.
You started to feel like you were coming down with a cold.
Well, I don't know about if that date is right.
I just remember you started to feel like you were getting sick, and then we scheduled a COVID test, both of us, and it just happened to be on the 6th. In the middle of those riots, we're driving to our local, a CVS to get tested. And it was something else.
Yeah. So I felt like the tiniest little like tickle in the back of my throat, tiniest little, you know, like exactly like it feels when you're about to get a cold. And I'm not even talking about like major. It was like super minor. But I thought, well, you know, as we've been doing this whole time, it's better to be proactive, I think, especially with us being out and about all the time and, you know, whatever with work.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and got a test, and a couple days later it came back negative for both of us.
Yeah, we both came back negative. So we just kind of said, all right, you got a cold. Right. Mm-hmm. And you didn't feel that bad. You weren't like knocked out at all.
No,
you were just
not at
like
all.
Mildly inconvenienced. You were coughing a little bit. You had some headaches that came and went, right?
Tiny bit. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like it was a very mild cold. I mean, I've had way worse colds and flus and whatever. This was such a blip on the radar. I would not have missed. I didn't. Unfortunately.
And any other time you wouldn't even think about it.
No.
You would have just been like, all right, I'm getting a cold. That's it. It is what
100%.
It is. Just go on with your day.
100%.
But of course,
never had a fever, never lost my appetite, really, you know, nothing, just a little bit. There were a couple days where I felt like maybe I was going to get a sinus infection because my face and my head were like pressure.
Yeah.
Lots of pressure, but that was like the worst of it.
And I thought that was just this polar vortex kind of thing that's been going on. I kept asking him, like, have you been following this polar vortex? You're like, what the hell are you talking about?
I still don't know what you're talking about.
You should look it up. It's pretty interesting.
I don't care.
Yes. It's like, it almost is like the earth is off its axis, you know.
By the way, did you notice how nice I look today? Did you see my brand new shirt, brand new jacket, my brand new pants?
Look at this lovely purse when you walked in.
I'm just saying.
I think
really
I
on 12
here.
Today.
You always
and I feel
like
I didn't get it. I didn't get an accurate like amount of.
Do you want me to rewind the tape and have you walk in again and then like overreact and just knock everything off and be like, oh my God.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, so going back to what happened, like a week later after we got our tests back almost, like the following, Thursday, that night you were like questioning whether or not something tasted right.
Yeah. So I make this extremely pungent chicken salad once a week. And I mean, literally when I open the container, the whole house stinks. Joe will be sitting upstairs in another room and he'll go, what is going on down there? Because it smells so horrendous. So, and it tastes delicious, by the way. It does. It's so weird. It's not, it's like, you know how sometimes cheese is super stinky, but it tastes mild. Well, you wouldn't know because you haven't eaten cheese in a long time, but similar concept. So anyway, I opened the chicken salad and I could smell it, but not like normal. And then when I tasted it, it tasted so mild. And so I was kind of like, what in the hell? And then I went and like opened the soap container by the sink, which is like a strawberry pound cake fragrance. And I could smell it with no problem. So I thought, okay. So I just like, it was just.
Yeah. You just had a little weird moment where you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and then remember I took my vitamin C gummies because they're super orange and I could taste them fine. So right. I thought it was fine. And then I got up Friday morning.
Yep.
Still felt the same.
Yeah.
So I didn't know anything was wrong, which the same was just like a cold that did not escalate into anything more.
Right.
And I went and made my coffee, drank my coffee, and tasted nothing.
I can't imagine that, by the way. I'm still trying that to wrap my head around the no taste, no smell.
The not tasting coffee was like shocking. It was a shock to the system. And then I went and tried to open that soap container. I did open the soap container again to see if I could smell the soap. Couldn't smell a thing.
Unbelievable.
So I freaked out a little bit then because I was like, although I was still fully in denial because I thought, okay,
I felt fine.
Yeah. And I had a full day of stuff scheduled. And unfortunately, because I had had a negative COVID test that week prior, I mean, you know, my schedule didn't really change. Now, so I was out all week with COVID. Now, you know, I'm like obsessive about wearing the mask. And so I'm hopeful that I didn't infect anybody. And I also had a pretty light week.
You were better at dealing with COVID, like as far as like washing hands, disinfecting your, so carrying around like hand sanitizer and not touching things. And that's just you. Like they gave the guidelines on how to handle this. And you're like, okay, so it's another day.
Yeah. Well, besides, I was definitely kind of born to like, be a germaphobe a little bit. And so, yes, I mean, I had lightened up on the germophobia because the kids are older now. And it was, you know, when they were little, it was more about not having them be sick because that could really throw a wrench in my life. And parents understand this, especially working parents, but even parents who stay at home understand that it's, you know, hard to have sick kids. So it was easier for me to be obsessive compulsive about making sure that they were clean and not putting things in their mouth and whatever. So I actually don't mind the mask because I do mind it and I don't. I mind it because it's a constant reminder that shit is going down. Am I allowed to say curse?
You can curse whatever the hell you want.
So, you know, it's a constant in your face, no pun intended, constant reminder that things are not good. That I don't like, but I do like the protection it potentially gives you against sickness. So I'm upset that I potentially infected people for 5 days before I realized that I had it. But
you weren't like, well, I guess you were coughing and sneezing, but it wasn't like uncontrollable fits.
No.
You weren't like constant. Minor. It was just every once in a while. But so hopefully, yeah. But you always wear your mask. So if you were out you weren't choking in front of them and you had your mask on and you don't get up in anyone's business. You're not riding in cars with people.
No. And actually the people that I was around that week, almost every single one of them that I know that I was around has had COVID.
Right.
That doesn't mean that they can't get it again, but the odds are better for them. So So Friday I had a full day scheduled and I just said, well, let me get a rapid test really quick just to make sure I can go about my life because I fully expected it to come back negative for some reason. Now I look back on it and I'm like, what planet were you on?
Right. You kept going on like, well, you went out with your business partner, Rachel.
Oh, yeah. When I found out
who just got over COVID herself.
Right. And when I found out that it was positive, I was in a restaurant. So Rachel says I ejected from the restaurant because I was so appalled that I was sitting in public and I had COVID.
According to her, was it a call or a text?
I got both. But then I got a call. The first call said it was negative.
That's the craziest part. They called you while you're in the restaurant and said it was negative.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, okay. Let me order a drink and let me order some food. And And then what? How long? 5 minutes later?
Not even. He called me right back and he said he hated to be the bearer of bad news, but it was actually positive. And
dude, that guy is the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a nice guy.
He was nice.
The same guy I met.
I can't remember really much after he said that because I was so, I think if I hadn't been sitting in a restaurant, I wouldn't have been so like flustered. But I got so flustered that I'm sitting like, and no one was around us, thank God. But
the fact that you were inside, were you an outdoor thing?
No.
Restaurant. Yeah, that place has the patio, like a covered patio, right? But you were.
Yeah, but there was
nobody. The fact that you were inside a restaurant to me is crazy because we haven't eaten inside a restaurant. I think the last time was maybe at the beginning of the summer in Florida at a place where there was like one other table in this huge restaurant that was occupied. And we're like, all right, well, we can eat in there because there's no one in there. Mm-hmm. But we haven't eaten inside a restaurant. We've gone to a couple of places where we're outside. So the fact that you were inside a restaurant to me blows my mind. I'm like, what happened? How did you even get to that point where you were convinced that you could go inside? Are you eating on it?
Yeah.
She's very hungry. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Should I keep talking and give you a minute?
No. No, we decided.
You know what that sounds like.
We decided that we were going to have lunch. Then we were going to meet with the seller that was in town from Seattle. Then we were going to meet with our builder because we have some lots that we're going to build some custom homes on. So we had this big ass meeting scheduled with the builder, which I totally missed, which I'm really upset about that. I had like six things scheduled, important things, but no, not important enough that I'm ready to kill somebody with COVID over it.
Right.
So, yeah, we Rachel's fasting. She fasts for the month of January. And so we decided we were going to go to lunch and we needed to go somewhere where she could have something vegan. So we knew, I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, but we knew this one place we could go.
Yeah. It's got a vegan dish that I like.
Yeah. And actually we should go because the way they have it
I'm
set up.
I'm not going there.
Why?
Because if I go there, I'll get a phone call. Sir,
well,
your test is now positive. Like, how did you know where I was?
No. Well, the way they have the table set up in there, you literally are like at minimum 10 feet from the next person.
I still don't feel comfortable. I'm putting my...
Yeah, this was fine, though.
I'm shoveling food in my mouth. I got people breathing around. You know, it's... Well, I know that if the door opens or the window opens, it turns over the air a lot quicker and all that stuff. I get all that, but it's just mental. I won't enjoy myself. I'll be annoyed the whole time.
Well, I was only in there for about 4 minutes, but for the 4 minutes I was in there, I was the biggest threat.
I would say maybe. I mean, the amount of people... Another person this morning left... while he was here, he got a COVID positive test at the building where my studio is. Another person.
Was that your bad news?
No. Okay, no. So you got a positive COVID test. This was on Friday, right? This past Friday.
Yes. So this past Friday, yes. And then nothing really has changed, thankfully, for the negative.
You've gotten better.
My fear was that I was just at the beginning and that I had had, you know, 9 days at that point of sickness that was not COVID, and now I had COVID, but you know,
so
your mind will play tricks on you when you start to panic.
Well, this tech that gave you the negative result and then followed up with a positive result,
mm-hmm.
He also told you that you needed to quarantine from the first day you got symptoms, right?
Yes.
This is my bad news.
What?
So the person that I went to today to get another test, I've been tested, by the way. Like, this was, I think, my fifth or sixth time since this whole thing started. I keep testing negative. I have not caught this thing, which is, we got a million theories about that. But the tech at this CVS, different tech, different CVS, she said, if your symptoms changed, in other words, you lost your sense of taste and mm-hmm. smell.
Yeah.
You needed to quarantine 10 days from that day.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, the tech that gave her her result told her from the onset of symptoms, period, not from when they changed. Because mm-hmm. we told them. I thought you told them.
Yeah, you put it in when you... Oh, sorry. You have to put it in when you apply, when you go in to sign in for the test.
Yeah.
So it says, like, do you have any of the following? Da-da-da-da-da. I said yes, because I did. Mm-hmm. And it said, what day did your symptoms start? Actually, my symptoms started the 6th. I put that they started the 9th because I didn't want to, I was too lazy to go in and actually pull up a calendar to find out the specific day.
Right.
But I knew that the 9th was a safe day. Yeah, he told me on the phone, if my symptoms started the 9th, I was out on the 19th.
So we need to do some research when we get home tonight.
Yeah. Is that your bad news?
That was my bad news. Cause I I was just like, oh, well, she's out and about right now because as of yesterday, she was, you know, seemingly out of quarantine. So yeah, that's kind of bad news. If that's true, I don't know if it's true, but the reality is, you can hear her in her voice. Does she sound sick? No, she sounds completely... I mean, she might sound like she's chewing on pizza,
Well, and I don't think you can go by if someone sounds sick, because a lot of people that get this illness that can spread it to other people, they are completely asymptomatic. So,
right. But
I want to be careful. And if I need to go back into quarantine, I'm not going to be that upset, yeah, because I'll be honest, I'm friggin' exhausted. So that's been like, this week has been the thing. Like, just, I feel fine in the morning. My taste and smell are like coming back.
Obviously your taste is back because you're eating.
Yeah, I can taste this. My taste and smell are coming back. And actually today seems like the most normal that it's been. It's been a little funky, but I'm so, it's like clockwork at 3 o'clock.
But that's you normally.
Shit. No, that's not. It's
you
not.
You want to take a nap every day at 3.
Not, I haven't been. And right. since I haven't had to get up at like the crack of dawn with the kids, my sleep schedule has been really good, and I've been getting like a steady 8 or 9 hours of sleep, which is what I need. Right. And I have not been needing a nap in the day, but I'm like super exhausted.
Mm.
Man.
Well, you look great. Okay. You sound fine.
Thanks.
That was not an afterthought. Do I need to rewind this damn thing? Anyway, you look good. You sound good. It seems like you're okay.
I'm good.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe just try to minimize your exposure to people for a few more days. Just because we need to find out if that's true or not. That's just weird. Like I have not heard that, if your symptoms change, then that's when you start to quarantine again.
Right. No, I haven't either,
But this is the nightmare, though, that we live with, is that we got that negative test result and you continued to carry on like it was just a cold. And then it wasn't until it changed where you realized, something is weird here.
Right.
And so this is why somebody who's been, when I tell you Amy has been so responsible up to this point, for her to get it and me not get it, like she was convinced forever that I was going to be the one that gets it and gives it to her. Mm-hmm. And it was, there was a constant, whenever I was going out to a customer, who are you going to see? What are they doing? Do they have this? Have they done that? Are they wearing a mask? You know, like I'd get interviewed before I go and see anybody because she was so worried that I was going to be the one that brought it home. And maybe I did, and maybe I was asymptomatic and never, but I've been getting tested on a pretty regular basis. I think the longest period I went without getting tested was during the holiday break.
Right. And
like
I'm thinking
Christmas, New Year's, that like 2 week or so period, I didn't get any tests.
I'm thinking you need to now go get a
an antibody test.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I will. Maybe I have it, and it just hasn't. Maybe it's still cooking in me because, you know, who knows?
Maybe.
But all I know is I've been sleep. I had slept in our daughter's old bedroom for like ever since she got the positive result.
Best sleep either one of us has ever gotten to. Gotta admit it.
Listen, we're not going to go I Love Lucy on this thing. We already have, separate beds. Sounds awful. But they're like two beds that are put together, but they're like the adjustable beds.
It's called a split king. Please don't make it sound stranger than it is. A lot of people have it.
All right. So we have a split king. So we're already like one bad day away from them being on the other side of the room. like Ricky and Lucy. Anyway, yeah, I it's nice to be able to sleep on your own every once in a while, but I
enjoyed it.
She was the one saying, she was the one going, are you coming back to bed tonight? And now she'll act like it's because she didn't want me to say yes. She wanted me to say no.
Just trying to get my ducks in a row. Get
my,
I
see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see what kind of respect that is? She comes in here. She eats during the podcast.
I'm about to tear this thing up. So are you done with me? I'm hungry. It's 9 o'clock. I haven't eaten.
Look, there's in the kitchen. I got all this food. I ate just before we hit record. I ate because I haven't eaten all day.
Okay, well, same here. Day.
Well, yeah. Let's relax. Let's have some fun and eat your food, and we can talk about things we wouldn't want to talk on a podcast. So, I have an excellent guest on Monday, people. I have a professional dancer, and actually, we had such a fun conversation. Just an outgoing person, and I hope you tune in. And by tune in, I mean like download. I always say tune in like it's a radio show. Well, you know what I mean. Anyway, I hope you download the episode and enjoy it. Share it with your friends. Don't forget to subscribe. And yeah, have a great weekend. And
bye.
Peace.